This is Mike Osborne with state and local news here on WMOT. Nashville-based Capstar Bank is facing off in court against a billionaire investor who's accumulated a significant percentage of the bank's stock. The Nashville Business Journal says Capstar's filed suit against Galen Lawrence, contending his purchase of Capstar shares violates banking laws. The bank says Lawrence is trying to gain a controlling interest in the bank without making his intentions clear in public filings. Lawrence reportedly now holds more than 8% interest in the company. Lipscomb University professor of management Andrew Borcher says investors like Lawrence are typically looking for a quick profit.
In some cases, it would be by merging. In some cases, it might be by divesting certain parts of the business. He's looked at and said, this company's worth more than its current stock price if only they would do X or Y.
It isn't clear what Galen Lawrence intends for Capstar, whatever he has planned. Dr. Borcher says Capstar's lawsuit isn't likely to hold him at bay for long.
Using the courts as a way to slow down and deter the investor is one approach, perhaps hoping that he'll find another shiny object here in town to focus on as opposed to them.
Lawrence says his actions are legal and have been cleared with state and federal regulators. Tennessean reports that Lawrence recently purchased a multi-million dollar home in Belle Meade and owns several Nashville properties now, including the office building on Demumbrian where Capstar Bank is headquartered. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.